A case being argued in New York's highest appeals court today could shape the future of fracking, or using hydraulic pressure to extract natural gas from the Marcellus Shale formation below much of the Empire State. The towns of Dryden and Middlefield in the Finger Lakes region voted to use local zoning laws to ban fracking inside their communities. Norse Energy Corporation USA, a foreign-owned natural gas drilling company, sued the towns. Helen Slache, who initially came up with the legal strategy defending the zoning, says Dryden and Middlefield should prevail with the help of lawyers from Earth Justice.
We're very hopeful and optimistic that the Court of Appeals will rule that communities in New York have the right to say no to gas drilling and to be able to say no to this sort of heavy industrialization.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration has missed several self-imposed deadlines for announcing regulations for fracking. If Dryden and Middlefield win, the dozens of other New York communities who have zoned out fracking as well would likely see more cities and towns following suit with local votes taken on the issue. If the anti-fracking zoning is upheld, Slache says she would expect to see the gas industry bring enormous resources and pressure to bear on influencing local populations and their governments to reject fracking bans, but she says it wouldn't be easy.
Local governments tend to be small enough and personal enough that the people who are elected have to live in those communities, and so it's harder to basically ignore what your constituents want.
Slache says the gas industry and its supporters could turn to the state legislature to step in an attempt to overrule localities' bans.
In Pennsylvania, the legislature made no bones about it and said, we're passing a law, you can't regulate industry, and by the way, we mean you can't zone it out either.
Norse owns or leases approximately 130,000 acres in New York State and has said it looks forward to developing their resource potential. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.